Well, Sean Walsh, I've just spoken to Mal Keaveney in Limerick, and well, the feeling is high in Limerick that Limerick's name is on the Liam McCarthy Cup. I'm sure Galway have other ideas.
Well, I suppose we have, but I suppose, look, I think there's no doubt going into the final tomorrow, definitely Limerick seem to have a serious momentum about them. It's been, first of all, it's been a fantastic hurling championship, hasn't it? Like, the games just keep giving. We've had the round robin scenario in both Connor, in both Leinster and Munster. Then you had the provincial finals, and the All Ireland series has taken off. And you know, undoubtedly, from a player point of view, initially there's so many extra games this year in a condensed period of time that has been very demanding. But going back to Limerick, look at Limerick, look exceptional. I think everyone in Galway is kind of cautiously looking forward to the game, because no doubt that the way that Limerick handled the Kilkenny comeback when Richie Hogan got that goal down in Thurles, the way they dealt with that, the composure to get the next few scores was very impressive. But even more impressive was, you know, that comeback from the 6 points down against Cork in an All-Ireland semi-final with 7 minutes to go has been impressive. And I suppose from a Galway viewpoint, a lot of the Galway lads, obviously through the colleges and through the school system, actually would be aware and have hurled with a lot of the Limerick lads through Fitzgibbon. And if you even look at Fitzgibbon, Mary I have won the last two Fitzgibbons with a lot of these Limerick lads on board. So there's no doubt whatsoever. I suppose the question was when Limerick were going to come, more than if they were going to come. They've come this year. And I think in Galway, would you believe it's quite enough filled up. It probably has a little bit to do with the fact that there's been so many games. I think people are nearly worn out. It's a short time frame to the final in the 2 weeks. But looking forward to it. But everyone here knows it's going to be a massive test tomorrow.
And talk to me about Galway. You said the defended Leinster have come through the qualifying groups. A few scares along the way.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose one of the things that's really been focused on in the last 2 weeks has been, you know, Galway have built very good leads in games and have kind of faded out of them. Now, the only thing I'd say to that is that in a lot of the championship games this year, in right across the Munster and Leinster championships, teams have built leads and have seen them fall away for whatever reason, whether it's the competitive nature, obviously the championship number one, but number two, I think it's just the sheer volume of games, in that teams aren't getting as long to recover between games. So if you get a run on a team now in a game, you can get ahead of them, or you can get a comeback on them a little bit more easily than we say the former years. I mean, it took Galway 5 games last year to win the All-Ireland, right? They will be playing their 9th game tomorrow. So that has to take a toll on bodies. Now, the other side as well is, I suppose, in fairness, during those purple patches that Galway have produced, they have looked very good. And I think that, you know, Donoghue and his management team would probably be of the opinion that, look, at what has gone before is now over in terms of the championship to date. You're now down to a 1-game scenario tomorrow. You're down to trying to get your performance levels as high as you can and try and win the game is now in front of you. And if you win this game, there's a prize out of it. So I think there's definitely an element of it's been a long, hard championship. But there's probably a feeling in Galway too that probably Galway haven't produced a 70-minute top-class performance either. So it's a mix of all of that going into the final tomorrow. And I suppose the other thing, look, in fairness, we all know a final is different, isn't it?
Yeah, and what has struck me about the two teams is maybe that Limerick are playing with the kind of the hunger that we saw from Galway last year, that might be lacking a bit with Galway this year.
Yeah, it's been thrown at them. And I suppose particularly in the round robin series, it was, you know, when you play, like, we had 2 home games, which we never have in Galway, and particularly the home game against Kilkenny, you wonder, after winning last year, after the 29-year gap, was the hunger there? But I think in fairness, it has been. Funnily enough, one of the things that impressed me most this year is the extra time period against Clare. And you'll probably say, but Sean, you only drew that game. We did only draw it, but when Aaron Shanahan got the goal in extra time in Croke Park, it put Clare 1 up. They would then went 2 up. And when you consider that Galway had David Bourke, Joe Penning, Adrian Toohey, and 2 more off the field to play, they had serious talent sitting on the bench at that stage, and they held on. And even Jason Flynn had a goal chance. They could have won it the first day. So I think the hunger is there. And, like, I suppose when you're not serial winners like the big three, the Kilkennys, the Corks, the Tiffs, there is no doubt that it is very hard to, when you win an All-Ireland after a long break, it's very hard to put it back-to-back. I do believe Wexford in 1955 and 56 are the last team to win a two in a row after winning an All-Ireland for the first time in a long time on the first year, which in their case is 45 years. So history is almost against you in that. But I think the hunger will be there tomorrow. I think that when you reach an All-Ireland final, you know what the prize is. I think there's sufficient experience in this Galway team to deal with it. I mean, they're in the fourth final in 7 years, they're in the third final in 4 years, and I have to say, around Galway now, you'd never really notice that there's almost a knowledge of how to deal with the day and deal with the occasion and deal with the build-up and that met ticket scramble, etc. So, you know, you'd be hoping all those things come together. And I suppose the other thing in this championship, the games have been so brilliant and so fantastic, you could actually have a totally different game tomorrow. You know, you could have a game where both teams don't want to give an advantage or whatever. So anything can happen in a final, but I think without a doubt the one overriding word here is that Galway are looking to get a performance, number one, but there's a massive respect for the opponents, Limerick.
Micheál Donoghue has named an own change team, has made one change in actual fact from the semi-final, and Garage McInerney back after missing the semi-final through injury. How big a boost is that?
That's a serious boost, because I think that in the semi-final, you know, Galway conceded goals at crucial stages in that second half that perhaps they may not have if McInerney was at six. He picked up a calf injury in the first All-Ireland semi-final, the drawn game against Clare. They felt it was too big of a risk to chance him in the replay, and he has made massive progress in the meantime. Now again, look at an All-Ireland final day on that wide open expanses of Cofarc. It's an unforgiving area, so it's only when he has tried it there will he know for sure it's right. But the medical team seems to be happy enough with him. But I think, funnily enough,
he will start like the.
He will start. Oh yeah,
they're not playing silly buggers.
No. He will start. And the point I was going to make about Galway is that, you know, in the last 10-15 years Galway were there or thereabouts, and at times they just weren't good enough. But part of the reason that Galway weren't good enough for some reason, we always seem to have good forwards, but defensively we conceded too much. But since Dahi Burke has slotted in at three and Gareth McInerney has slotted in at six, it has brought a great solidity to that Galway defence, and I think he's an absolutely crucial player. That said, when Joseph Cooney went back into that half-back line in the semi-final replay, he played very well there, and he would probably be a more natural wing-back than where he is in the wing-forward position. So Galway do have options, but I think McInerney starting is a boost, without a doubt,
yeah. Yeah. And I noticed John Hanbury is in the side as well. I was listening to something on National Radio during the week where he was a doubt, he had a calf injury as well, I think, or something.
Yeah, from my knowledge, he's fine. The build-up to All-Ireland finals, as we know, can lead to a lot of stories about there as well, but he did have an injury in the second half against Clare, but he's fine as well, yeah.
Anyway, we look at, you mentioned the forward line, and obviously we all look at Joe Canning, and you know you've Conor Whelan, Conor Cooney, yeah. Cathal Mannion, you know it's a serious forward line.
It is a serious forward line, and I thought at stages, I thought that, you know, even going back to the last day when Clare got the second goal, you know, the composure of Joe Canning, the next score was a sideline cut over the bar, Niall Burke at a point. The composure they showed and the use of the ball in those pressure situations, like, they're all good players, but they're also good team players, and the ability to find the right man at the right time to use the ball, to work the ball into the scoring zone and ensure the score is on when it's taken, I thought was impressive. And look, it's an area that Galway will start the six forwards tomorrow. You have Niall Burke, you have Jason Flynn to come into that, like, there's probably eight, there's one or two more that's coming. There's a kind of a myth out there about Galway's maybe lack and strength and depth to a degree in comparison to Limerick off the bench, but there are one or two other forwards in there on that Galway bench that could do something when they come in as well. So look, I suppose the old adage is you have to score to win games, and you would hope that Galway forward line will do that. But I think tomorrow they're coming up against a Limerick defence who, one key thing that Limerick have in terms of playing Galway is they have the physique. That Galway are a physically big team, but this Limerick team is as big as them. And you know, some of the matchups tomorrow, you look at the Limerick half back line, 6'4", 6'5", Jeremy Burns, Declan Hannan, Morrissey, they're coming up against that Galway half hour line, so there's going to be some intriguing battles there. And I think as well as that, the tactical battle, Limerick seem to sit back the field, bring their half-back line midfield back to open up space up front, and how Galway deal with that as well. So there's all these intriguing little side shows, and there's the matchups and all that, but often an All-Ireland final day can be something you don't expect. It could be a mistake, it could be a wonder goal from someone that hasn't done it before, you know. But in terms of scoring power, you would think that Galway have the scoring power, although I think this year the backline has held up well as well under pressure.
I presume, Sean, you expect Galway to win. Tell me why and how.
Well, look, you obviously, when you reach an All-Ireland final, you want to win it. You would hope that the experience will tell. You would also hope that, you know, Galway have now gone, the last time they were beaten in the Championship was 2016, an All-Ireland semi-final loss to Tipperary. They lost by a point after losing Joe Canning and Adrian Toohey at half-time in that game. In 17 and 18 thus far, they're unbeaten in the Championship. So probably one of the things that was thrown at Galway down through the years was a lack of consistency, a lack of producing a consistent run of games. I think, in fairness to me, I don't know, as management teams as they've gone in, they've kind of got to the bottom of that. And most days now you're getting a performance from Galway. So you would hope that performance tomorrow will get them over the line. But I tell you, this is going to be a serious test, and there's a serious momentum with Limerick. And in many ways, Limerick's run this year has shades of Galway last year about it.